What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another Slabstock Sundays episode here on the Slabstock's YouTube channel. Today is episode 111, I believe. Yeah, 111. And Julian and myself are back for another go at this. Another week, another PWCC auction close with some awesome cards. Another week that I'm going to get oh so close to guessing the right person at the end of the episode for winning a giveaway. So yeah, stick around if you are just here right now, because we will have a giveaway at the end of tonight's episode for someone here live in the chat. But Julian, how's the weekend going? Badger basketball ruined your Saturday, but your Sunday any better?
Yeah, in terms of sports, not a great weekend. outside of sports, yeah, it's going well, but man, it was a rough sports weekend. Really, really rough.
Yeah, man, you kind of looked like that they had a little magic going on. And then, dude, Rasher was pretty bad the rest of the game, honestly.
Yeah, it was just the one shot, which was actually, like, really impressive. Like, that's so hard, like, across the body, like, rocket from that far out. So I was impressed by that. But I don't know why we're still playing him at center forward. Like, I just stick McTominay up there. Dude, he's our leading scorer.
Yeah, that doesn't really make any sense. But, you know, another week for another PWCC weekly auction close, which is going to be the bright spot of our weekend, I think, because, Chelsea couldn't beat Brentford. So here we are. And guess what? F1, another 40-second victory for Max Verstappen. But we'll talk about this card a little bit tonight and others in the auction. And what is up, Oscar? Good evening, and I hope you're doing well, and hope everyone else joining the show is doing well as well. Tonight, we're going to be looking at some of the hottest cards in the auction going down, especially some Caitlin Clark cards, as she did just set the record for the most points in both men's and women's college basketball history today. It was on a technical free throw, which was kind of lame, honestly. She shot like nearly a half court.
Not as good as a three?
She shot like a half court shot leading up to that point, which would have broke the record, which if she can that, dude, that place literally would have exploded. But yeah, on technical free throws, it wasn't as exciting. But not to take away from the accomplishment as itself, because, you know, that's just insane. You know, one of the best collegiate athletes of all time, any sport, no question about it. And I don't think she's done yet, because we have a whole March Madness to watch now, her playing in Big Ten tournament. I hope that she plays super well in that. And it'll be definitely fun to see how her cards do going throughout the tournament and everyone else's cards as well. As honestly, this is the first ever March Madness tournament where we've had licensed Bowman Chrome University basketball cards during March Madness. Isn't that crazy, Julian, that we're on our third release, but last year's release came out in June, much closer to the draft, or late May, much closer to the NBA draft than it did before March Madness. So it'd be a very fun March Madness this year, tracking the Bowman U sales, tracking to see which players are popping up, going down, whatever it might be. And we'll look at some of her cards tonight. So what's up, Real Music? What's up, Craven Cards? Good to see you here for another weekly auction close. And one of the biggest cards. Oh, and how could I fail to mention tonight's episode? We're bringing back Julian's Hoobie Buying, which last time we had a Hoobie Buying, it was one of the best segments yet, that highlighted Jalen Duren, National Treasures logo, man, sold for like $5,000. So we'll see. I'm excited for tonight. And Julian, going forward, I'm not doing it tonight. I think going forward, I'm going to try to guess what your Hoobie Buying cards are before you do the segment. I think it'll be a little fun for you.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
I didn't get to it today, but I think in a future episode, I'm going to end up doing that. But we're going to do that kind of more in the next, you know, 15, 20 minutes range or so. Before that, though, I just want to highlight some cards that I'm seeing in the auction tonight, and happy to look at any cards that any of you all are looking at in the auction tonight. Maybe anything that you find interesting, feel free to throw a comment in the show. And SCP said, good evening, gentlemen. Enjoyed the expert segment guest last Sunday. Mike was a beast last week, everyone. Leahi card, or Leahi 5153 is his username and handle on Instagram. But he had a great segment with us last week. Actually, he talked about obviously a lot of Formula One, but also stuff that can be applied to all sports card research and timing of buying and selling. I thought it was extremely interesting, which is why I brought him on. And, you know, Julian loves Mike as well. And it was a good episode. So I'm glad that you liked that SCP-7. It was a good time for sure. So
good time.
Definitely good time. I think what we're going to do here tonight is we're going to walk through some of these cards I favor, talk through them, and I'm going to ask Julian straight up today, right now, for the next year, would you buy or sell this card? Okay, maybe we should do 2 years, because I don't want to go too short term. Let's go 2 years, buy or sell this card for each card that I bring up. There is no such thing as holding here. You need to make up your mind, Julian. within 2 years, or would you buy this card right now for the next 2 years, or would you sell it today? I think that's what the name of the game is. And I'll talk.
No research. Is research allowed?
I mean, you don't even know what card I'm asking you on, so you better be ready to answer as I ask you about it.
That's a good point.
So we're going to walk through it and we'll give our thoughts on these things, and I'll pick out cards as we go. But let's start off. How can we not talk about this one at the top of the show here, at the top of the auction? The 2018 Prism Gold Vinyl, numbered out of 5 of Tom Brady. Now, this card is world famous for the silver of this card. PSA 10 at one point being a $25,000 card. That was the peak. It has now slid $20,000 in the last 2 years to $2,000. So Tom Brady Gold Vinyl out of 5, PSA 9. It's right now at like $8,000-$9,000. Would you buy it right now for the next 2 years, or would you sell it today and go buy something else?
I would buy it today.
Wow. He's buying it. Why?
I think it's such a rare card that I mean, you and I were talking earlier about, I think the market's really heading in a great direction. So some of these rare cards, I think there's going to be a nice premium on them in the next few years, next couple years. Now, one thing I did think about when you were going to ask that was the little split decision is obviously he's been doing stuff with Topps, and there's probably going to be a few releases more of his stuff, which just increases the amount of cards in the market. But I think that they're...
I was just going to say that could actually be a good thing, because, and if you think about it, you know, I know there's a lot of noise out there with Panini sports cards, but remember, gold vinyls and super fractors are marquee cards. And, you know, you've got about 10 different releases of Tom Brady ones like that. So you could look at this and be like, oh, he can always sign new cards. You're not going to get another Prism gold vinyl going forward with him once, you know, Panini loses a license.
True. Good point. And then I can just reference the silver sale and be like, this is like $100,000.
Or what you can do is reference the all-time high sale of this card, which is a PSA 10 for $85,000. So if you want a discount, you know, not a bad card to get sent at the Tom Brady Gold Vinyl 5 PSA. Now, for me personally, I think I'd sell this, and it's mostly just because of what I like to collect. I love collecting autographs and such like that. So I think that, you know, I also don't like to collect Tom Brady for the 100th time. I don't like collecting Tom Brady. So I think I would rather have an autograph if I had to have Brady, like a nice on-card one, like from like a Flawless set. The early Flawless Tom Brady autographs are great. Now, you're probably not getting it for that much amount of money. Those are probably like 15 to 20 grand, or at least I know that they were at one point. But yeah, pretty sweet card there of Brady. And hey, everyone else, drop us some comments as we go. I'm asking Julian, but I want to know your opinions as well. We got one buy from Julian. I think I'd sell, but let me know in the next, you know, would you rather buy it today for the next 2 years or sell it today and go find something else? Next up here, and I know we got to bring up this F1 card here. Is this Alexander Albon and Max Verstappen dual patch auto number F5 PSA 9 with the town autograph. It's only at $3,600 pre-buyer's premium right now. Julian, buy it today.
Buy.
Give us your reasoning here.
2020 Dynasty. I mean, we talked about it last week with Mike. I mean, it's as good as it gets. You got two great drivers. Obviously, Max is legendary already with his, and he's what, 25, 26. So you still got a long ways to go. I think Alex Albon makes this card very interesting because of what's going on in the driver cycle and the silly season that's going to be next year. Because there's a possibility he comes back to Red Bull. And then this card, I would assume, would jump in value because the pairing's back together, and people would actually rate Alex really highly. It's not like he's thrust into the position and Red Bull would treat him pretty poorly. But I know also I talked with Mike. There is the only dual auto that the consensus was that there could be two world champions was the Vettel and Leclerc. But if Albon goes to Red Bull, and let's say something down the road happens with Max, like he just decides to retire or something like that. You never know. So it's an upgrade from Williams. But yeah, buy all day. I love those cards. Even like regardless of what's happening with the two drivers, it's just filthy with the patches.
Let me just say this. Okay. So there's a better chance of this as two world champions we know than the Lewis and Valtteri Bottas, as you know, I think his career is pretty much ending here pretty soon as they rebrand to Audi pretty soon here. And probably bringing like a Carlos or someone else into that team that's not Bottas, you know. The other thing I want to bring up about bring up about this card. First of all, it's actually wild how similar their autographs look. I know Max's is normally more defined than that, but it's an M and a V with a little loop on the end, and Alex is more like an A with another A with loops through it, but they look very similar. And then number two is that back when this set released, this was back when, like, I think that it was like Albon was pretty much like, was he not on a team for a year? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he wasn't on a team for a year.
It was a year or two.
Yeah, because like this card was in the market when he wasn't on a team. And I always remember looking at this card and saying, why in the world would I want to own that? You know, now this card at that time was probably still a $10,000 card, $8,000 card. And I know we've seen some market drops since then, just all across the board. So you can actually probably get a better deal on it tonight than you could have back then. But now I look at this card and my thinking is entirely different. Albon, one of the best drivers in like a midfield car, or even like a, you know, not even in the midfield car. And he really does have an opportunity to make it back into that team if it's not, you know, them wanting to pair Ricardo back together. You know, I'm not sure if they'd actually do that, you know, but yeah. I think it'd be crazy to actually see these guys back on the same team. And what's wild is that, like, this would be one of the only dual patch autos from a few years ago. Definitely the only one from 2020 that would still have the drivers on the same team. Like, a lot of these drivers are shifting teams, and I think it'd be really cool to see that. So I am in your camp too. I definitely buy it. And I think 2 years is the perfect timeline for this card also to be like, oh, buy it today, sell it in 2 years. And looking at the previous sales, the previous sale of this was last summer, July 11th, for this, I think, exact same card, or at least same grade and same numbering. And it was like $8,000. So if you're looking to get on like a little bit of a discount, I don't know what's going to end at tonight. You never really know how extended bidding does. It could definitely help a card out, you know, with maybe a bidding war that happens. But I would just say, you know, if you do have an opportunity, it's not the worst decision in the world today to grab that. And obviously, yeah, Max is going to have a good chance to win his, was it third world title, not fourth or whatever? I mean, no, yeah,
fourth straight.
That's crazy that we're at that point now. The seasons have just all blurred together for me ever since 2021, really. But
yeah, and to clear up, Oscar, I don't think he's going to win a world championship. I'm saying in terms of the dual autos from Dynasty, the only card that people could see having two world champions was Charles Leclerc, considering Albon was either not on a team or he was in Williams. So if he joins a competitive team, then that enters the argument.
And you already know people have been talking about Max possibly getting bored with winning every single year, yeah, and going and doing something else. Like, even if Albon's
good old dad blowing up the team potentially.
Exactly. All right. Next up, we got to get some baseball into the fold here. Bobby Wood Jr. just signed a massive 10-year deal with the Royals, 10 or 11-year deal. And this is a crazy price to me right now. So I might have just spoiled it, but like a platinum first Bowman paper card at like $4,000 is absolutely insane to me. I know that this is like probably the price of what you could get maybe like a blue auto PSA 10 for, but like, give me that all day over this. So I'm just going to go right ahead and say, I'd sell this. I don't think that paper in the market today going forward, where, you know, everyone's kind of honing in on what they enjoy and what they collect, and not only that, but like what they perceive long-term value in. And I don't see it being Bowman paper. And I have a Churio gold paper myself that I'll probably try to sell if he starts the season hot. But Julian, go ahead with your take.
Yeah, you didn't dissuade me from saying what I was going to say, because like, number one, like you said, paper, not big fan of that. Number two, these platinums I've never been a fan of because they don't look like a one of one. So like, it really doesn't like pop to me, which I'm really not a fan of.
I'd even go to say that, like, you say that about this, but there's even some worse looking platinums out there, you know, and this one isn't crazy looking
for sure. And then also I throw out, I mean, I'm no baseball expert, but I know a lot of people don't think the Royals are going to do anything. And if they do, it's going to be a while. So if we're talking like a 1 to 2 year span, I would definitely sell right now.
Yeah, and I know that like the, you know, the Royals are hyping up about him signing extension, and they should hype that up. Like, that's big for him to commit to them and everything like that. But then when you start to look at it from like a Bobby Wood Jr. perspective, it's like, are they really going to become relevant? You know, even with him signing that extension, it's hard to believe that they could be. And I also bring up the fact that this card itself, it doesn't look that much different than like just a normal Topps foil rookie from 2024 like series one. Let's see if I can find a quick self relay. And I know it's got the one-on-one stamp on there, but sometimes it's like, it's just hard to really buy in on a card for that expensive when it doesn't give like the premium feel, as we know that a super fractor does. All right, look at this card. Now look at this card. You know, they have the exact same effect to it. This card, you know, just a little bit different on the Bowman barely, but it's got one-of-one stamp on the front of it, you know. Super fractor, and we're talking a totally different story. I think that, as everyone would say, that price would be a steal right there. You know, probably be 10 times the value of that, or not maybe that high, maybe like, you know, 5 to 7 times the value, but sweet card nonetheless. All right, I'm going to highlight this really quick. We don't have to do a buy or sell on this, but I did make an Instagram video on this. Adley Rushman, Red Sapphire F5 PSA 10. It's a pop 2. It's currently around $3,500. This card has only sold, I believe, once before. It was the other PSA 10 that's out there, and did 5K in October. I think the Orioles are going to be one of the most fun teams to watch over the next 5 years in baseball. You talk about the Royals and not having a great outlook. You look at the Orioles, and you say, wow, you won the AL East in a super competitive AL East with all these guys who are basically kids. You know, Rushman and Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holiday coming up.
And you throw in owners that wouldn't put money, like an owner that wouldn't put money into it.
But then they got new owners.
Yeah, new owners. Yeah. So, like, that's another.
And new owners trade for Corbin Burnes, who's probably going to get his long-term extension there now because, you know, when new ownership takes over, they always look to make some splash moves, you know, trade, you know, get the fans on their side right away. Just like me with Enzo and now realizing that we stink. you know, big splash move right away. I was all in. You know, this card right here is just I know catchers normally there's just a, you know, connotation about them that like they don't, you know, they don't really produce the most value in the card market and stuff like that. But when you're Adley, who is an elite hitter and defensive catcher, he's honestly, I know that he's a little bit on the older side, like he's lower than Juan Soto, but he is so effective for a baseball team. And he got called up, and instantly, right after he got called up, they were pushing for the playoffs right away. And that's 2 years ago. And they just missed it that last 2 years ago, and then they won the division. Pat B, great question here. Does fantasy value impact card prices? What is the highest he's ever been, right behind Acuna? So, you know, for myself, I'm probably not the best one to answer. It's just because I don't play fantasy baseball. I just think the season's way too long to, like, for me to personally commit that much time to it. I know that fantasy baseball is huge for certain people, though, like dynasty leagues, you know, like people love the dynasty leagues with the prospects. And I definitely think there's people who play fantasy baseball dynasty leagues that also collect Bowman Chrome autos and buy and sell them. And honestly, if you do play fantasy baseball dynasty, you're probably some of the best people in the market at playing the Bowman Chrome market game or auto game, because you're in it every single day. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a correlation here between fantasy value and card prices, even more so in baseball than football. Although football has gotten way closer to the fantasy value over the last 2 years, where you actually see like Tyreek Hill command massive premiums on his cards. But I think so, Pat B, and I'm not one that plays myself, but just from a standpoint of like, I think the audience is very similar, and the theory behind what you do in the two is very similar as well. Specifically in dynasty leagues, but even in day-to-day stuff as well.
Yeah. Just to be clear, I know I'm a baseball expert, but I don't play fantasy baseball.
Thanks for clearing that up, Julian. I just want to make sure. All right. I want to see your take on this. And once again, our baseball card, but, this is a Juan Soto Fias flashback super fractor out of PSA 10, currently commanding around, what would that be, like $3,400 or so. You know, buy this car today for the next 2 years or sell it right now. You know, we don't know what his future outlook is, as his contract extension is not in place. He is on the Yankees this year after the trade, but we don't know if he's going to stay there. So, Julian, are you willing to risk him going to a team that maybe is not going to be marquee just because they have big dollars to spend? You know, but that most of the time that is marquee teams.
Yeah, honestly, I'd probably say sell, just because, I mean, like you said, his future is unknown, and there's a lot of, like, even, like, small rumors, like, mess with the market and what people want to buy and when they want to sell. I'd say people are hopeful for this season, so, like, you could play on that if you were trying to sell. And then also, I'd throw in, like, I don't know how big this would play into it, but I would assume Yankees fans or like people who wanted Juan Soto cards notice that he's not wearing like a Yankees jersey in this, or he's moved around a couple teams. Like sometimes that plays into effect. So I would probably sell. Now I'm not like a huge baseball guy, but that's kind of my thinking.
Understandable. So basically what I'm seeing here is, one, I do understand what Julian's saying with the uniform. Now, the one thing that helps Soto is he actually did win a World Series with the Nationals. So it's not like, you know, Kevin Durant in a Nets uniform, right? Like, oh, that was a failure. No, it's like, I think there is some value to him at least being in the Nationals uniform. This isn't like it's the Padres super fractor autograph where he's there for like a year and a half and nothing really happened. I mean, he had a good year, but it's not like the team really achieved much. So that, I think it helps. I actually really like the look of this card. But my only thing about him right now is I think we're going to see in this auction, I'm going to look at some different cards of him and see how hot his cards actually are. He just hit his third home run in spring training. He's going to be playing in New York this season where the right field porch is like super short. Like, you know how every single baseball stadium is a different size? So like that is that. First of all, it's one of the wildest things ever. Think about like if a football field just happened to be like a different dimension. Like one was like 140 yards, you know, in one stadium. But it's just really weird.
Wait. Are you saying like the like hitting a home run is farther in some stadiums than others?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. How is that allowed?
I know. So every single park's dimensions are different. And you'll find parks where right field is super short, like in New York State, in the Yankee Stadium. You'll find parks where the outfield is massive, like on the West Coast. There's so many big ballparks. And what's crazy is that, you know, there's actually statistics now, Julian, does have players as stats get like adjusted for the parks that they play in. It's become such a big thing. So like when I reference certain numbers, I think like OPS Plus takes into account stadiums that they play in and stuff like that. Like there's certain stats that do that. So it kind of normalizes how good of a hitter they are, which is it is. Isn't that wild?
That sounds exactly. Like, imagine like an NBA team just made the 3-point line like closer.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Mega is like, or in the Red Sox where they have the Green Monster. Yeah, every single stadium, different wall heights, all this different stuff, you know, like in the Brewers stadium, like even the outfields on the left field and the right field, one has got a deeper drop in the outfield than the other. One's closer than the other. So it's really interesting stuff where some parks help certain hitters out. And I think that Yankee Stadium is going to be massive for Soto. But at the same time, you know, when we always used to talk about like, oh, there's like two finals priced into Lucas prices already, you know, I think that right now with Soto's market, if his market is really trending in such a high direction, he might be a buy after like the first 2 months if he struggles out of the gate. But like he could also be a sell right now just based off of the hype that's coming his way on the Yankees. Been one of the best hitters up to this point for his age group. He's younger than Adley and a bunch of other great young players in the MLB. And maybe he's got an amazing season. The Yankees actually make the World Series for the first time in forever and stuff. You know, maybe this is like a $5,000, $6,000 card come then. But at the same time, if you're seeing profit, it might not be the worst idea to take some chips off the table if you have a good amount of Soto. So interesting discussion there, but I'm excited to see what happens this year with Juan Soto, to say the least. Super cool card. Super cool card. All right, this one's interesting, Julian. This is now into the football range again. Patrick Mahomes, we know three-time Super Bowl winner now, a black Pandora downtown. How do you feel about these added parallels into the downtown? Do you like the black Pandoras?
That card is sick. I love the way it looks. But, I mean, I love black Pandoras. Downtowns, most of them are pretty sick. Some of them kind of I'm not a huge fan of. But, I mean, just like aesthetics-wise, I really like this card. Now, if you're playing into like the player and all that, I mean, that's a little bit of a different story. Do I think he's going to keep doing good? Yes. I think like selling a card like this now, like off the Super Bowl win, would probably be a good idea. But honestly, like he's probably still going to win a couple more. So holding on to it might not be the worst thing. But I would probably sell because the Niners are going to win next year.
Is that what you say every year?
Yes. No, well, not technically. Not when we were like 2-14 or whatever.
Wait, I thought that Jim Baker said that you guys were like this good for the last like 20 years straight.
Yeah, right. I remember those times when we had, you know, Nick Mullins as our starting quarterback. And yeah, that was CJ Beathard.
Just got to give you a hard time, Jim. Yeah, that's a cool card. You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's for me necessarily. Like, you know, Panini's been creating a lot of different types of marquee inserts in the past few years as they understand that, honestly, that really drives the majority of their product value at this point. It's not the autographs because they failed to get signatures from rookies. And, you know, in the end, the contenders will always be sought after. But what drives a lot of the value in the products is the case hits, which they've done a pretty good job at actually making people, you know, seek them out. And I know they're not for everyone. I know a ton of people want to find Kabooms, downtowns, color blasts, all the different stuff. So, you know, that Mahomes would sit like towards the top of the market, I'm sure, in the football category. But just probably not a card for me necessarily, although I'm not exactly sure if I would buy it or sell it today. We could see the Chiefs win a couple more Super Bowls, especially if they draft Xavier Worthy, which I love Xavier Worthy. Not sure how much I like him on the Chiefs, but I know he'd put up some crazy numbers with Mahomes. Get a little Tyreek Hill action back on your team, Patrick. I think they'd actually have to trade up from this point. I don't think that Xavier Worthy is going to last until a 32nd pick in the draft, like a lot of people were expecting to start. So we'll see there. We will see there. All right, here's a good one.
Your boy, Xavier Worthy.
I know, man. I'm his agent, actually. Did you know that?
I love that. I opened my phone and I was like, Aaron's hyping him up. It was amazing.
I'm his PR person now, Julian. All right, Victor Wembanyama, Tiger Stripe, PSA 10 from Prism Draft Picks. Currently sitting at 1250 here at Pop 7. You tell me, buy or sell right now?
Sell. Nothing against Victor Wembanyama. Oh. I am not a fan of this card. It looks really weird. Tiger Stripe, not the biggest fan of that. I also am not a fan that there's no branding. So he's just wearing like a all white, like with a number on it. That's, I'm also not a fan. So this is going back to that conversation we had about what we want in a card, if we were going to like buy it or sell it. And this is ticking all the boxes for myself. So I'm definitely selling it. I mean, he's doing really well. His stats are insane. I was looking at it the other day, but I'd probably sell this specific card.
He's honestly so insanely good. Like I actually think like there's been a lot of players have gotten hype over the last few years. Like it seems like all the time he's putting up these like combined box scores that we haven't seen before, or even at people that age, or even just in general. Like we could look and see one season that like he literally leads the league in blocks and steals in a season, which I'm sure that's happened before, but like I think it's super possible. Like he is probably going to go down as one of the best defensive players of all time. His length is insane. And, an amazing 3-point shooter. I saw that he's averaging like, I think, or he's shooting like 45% on pull-up threes, which is like by far and away the best pull-up three percentage by like a 7-footer ever.
Yeah. And I'd also say he's putting up those numbers with teammates who do not feed him the ball when it's a clear basket. Like, yeah. I still do not understand that.
Hey, guess what? Finally, Greg Popovich realized that Trey Jones actually should be their point guard because he's a point guard and not like Jeremy Sochan, who's like a power forward. So, wow, Greg Popovich, I thought you were a great coach. Very surprising that the guy who actually played point guard his entire career is dishing out like 8 to 9 assists a game now. Sorry, I'm a little salty about that. Trey Jones is a Minnesota kid, and he's a stud. And, man, let him feed Wemby the Rock. That's all you need let on that team. And then look at that. You beat the Thunder. You beat the Thunder at home. The surprising thing about this card, though, this Wemby Tiger Stripe, this is instantly a card I'd say, like, sell for sure. But, like, you kind of expect this card from the time it released and got the first PSA 10 till now to be, like, down 50%. That's just kind of, like, the makeup of this card, a draft picks card. There's now 7 PSA 10s. Why?
I said, especially with like the collegiate top stuff.
Yeah. With like the Bowman stuff and then like the NBA stuff releasing now. Dude, this card in December, early December, the first PSA 10 sold for $1,600 and the next one like $1,636. This is about to like do pretty close to that here. I think it just goes to show like that's how well he's playing and that's how well his NBA Prism stuff is selling. You're talking about Whiteside 175 for like $5,000. Like that's insanity numbers. Like, I don't know, like even the peak of Zion's hype, I don't even know if his sales were like necessarily matching what Wemby's are, which is crazy considering the size of the market today versus then. The only thing I point out though is that we know that Zion was like getting autographs in the set and future sets. So maybe there was like just more money being spread out throughout his other cards, very possible. But it's crazy to see how much his cards are really selling for, and that's deserved. I think there's a lot of players we could say over the last 5 years, do they deserve the dollars like Jalen Duren, $5,000? Probably not. But Wemby, it's hard to really look at that and be like, that's an overpay when it's like, this could actually be the best basketball player for the next like 20 years, 15 years. Like, it's crazy.
He was on that LeBron path. I mean, 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. I love Giannis, and I think Giannis is going to dominate for the next decade, you know, with LeBron retiring here soon and stuff like that and KD retiring at some point. But it's really hard to say that Wemby won't either, one, be better than him soon at some point, or, you know, like it's going to be crazy, actually. I hope that he stays healthy, and I think that he can. It's not like that we I haven't really ever heard like, oh, Wemby's been hurt for like multiple times, or like Zion was always getting injured, you know, like that was just what was always happening. So it gives me good hope that he won't go through that. We got to get a soccer one up in here. So Jude Bellingham, immaculate, one of one from 2022. Thoughts?
Sell. He's, he's been playing out of his mind for Real Madrid this season. With being a midfielder, he's like, I'm assuming he's still the top scorer, but his stuff's really hot. I would sell this just because, I mean, it's 2022. It's not the biggest fan of this product. Not a biggest fan of the card. It is a one of one, and I know people like the one of one, so I'd sell it based on that and what I think you could get for it. Not to say that I don't think Jude can keep up his high level of playing. It just, I think this is one of those cards where you could bank on getting a good value for based off of how he's playing.
So I have to ask, I know you're doing Wisconsin basketball yesterday. Did you see the end of the Real Madrid game?
Terrible. So bad. I've never seen like some of these referees are finding new things where I can say like, that is the worst call I've ever seen. And it's like been happening the past couple years more and more. You can never call the game when you're on the attack like that. Like the ball is in the air about to hit Jude's head. Like if I was like La Liga or like even my like a coach of either team, I'd be like, you got to take that red card away. Like that's terrible.
Yeah. So not only do they end the game as he scores the game winning goal, but they give him a red card after that. Like that
and other players
is that corruption or is that corruption? I mean, it's crazy.
It's terrible. Supposedly, and even some of the who do they play? Was it Valencia?
Yeah,
I don't know who it was, but the other team, one of their players got interviewed and said that should have been a goal.
I mean, at that like, point, you know, it's
bad when both teams are on the side like that is bad.
100%, 100% crazy. All right, I gotta go to this card. I think I might. Where is this thing? Did I not favorite this? One second. Where is this? I did favorite it. Why isn't this showing up? Oh, I didn't bump that. Somehow PSA got bumped as the only authenticator. I'm like, where's all these? I was like, I swear there's a bunch of cards that I'm missing here that I thought were here. All right. Well, that's why. I got to go back to the top here. I don't know how that happened. But this Roberto Clemente card is one of the coolest that I've seen come out of a new product recently. It's a bat knob cut autograph booklet. And in this set, they made a bat knob, dual bat knob cut autograph of Roberto Clemente and Tony Gwynn, which I think is the best hit in the entire product. And this one right here is literally at over $10,000 for the game used bat knob of Roberto Clemente. It's an unbelievable card from the new 2023 Topps Luminaries. That's such a cool card. And eights are great. So that red likely get overturned, right? I feel like it has to. Otherwise, like,
yeah, I don't think it will.
Wow.
Because like from a business standpoint, like La Liga, you have to back your refs. Like, they're going to have to, because if you say, no, that was super wrong, like there's going to be, it's going to be a lot more problems than if they overturned it. I just think like, I can't see it happening.
Right. Okay. So we've got this Caitlin Clark here. This is the on card Go Hawks auto prime signatures from the new Bowman Chrome U. Julian, I'm going to adjust the, no, where'd he go? He's gone. All right, Julian's gone for now. Peg Junk, amazing cards, super amazing. So this Caitlin Clark right here, up, and he's back.
Not completely sure what just happened, but it's too cool of a card that it got kicked.
He's back. All right. Caitlin Clark, you know, just broke the scoring record today. Go Hawks inscription. This thing did 1525 about a month and a half ago. We haven't seen an inscription like this sell since. I actually don't know how many she even inscribed this, because I need to figure out really quick if this is the exact same autograph. No, it's not. So she at least signed two like this. Would you buy or sell this today versus, let's call it like a month and a half from now? I don't even want to go 2 years.
I'd say buy. Like, there's very, very few instances where someone's this hot and I'd be like, buy. But she's just special. I mean, she's going to be the number one pick. I think that anytime there's a draft like that, the stock will go up. And even if you hold it longer than that, she's going to anybody who says she's not going to like be dropping a crazy amount of points the second she joins the WNBA, I don't think knows what they're talking about. And you throw on top the Go Hawks inscription. I know people that would die for that card.
So the thing that I want to point out about her is I think that everything will dictate her market going forwards. First of all, is March Madness this year. And I'm not saying that it's like make or break for her, but like that could obviously be huge if she wins the title in the same year she breaks the scoring record. Like I think that, you know, and I do have two of her autographs. So, you know, take this with a grain of salt if you want to. I think our market could go up substantially from that. And normally it doesn't from championships, but March Madness is a different story. That's not a Super Bowl where, you know, you have a couple of the best teams in the NFL that will likely be in it at the end. This is something that is, you know, a lot of time unpredictable. And then number two is, will she transcend the WNBA? And that is something where I know that there's been a lot more coverage for the WNBA over the last few years. Or a couple of years specifically, and there's been great players to go into the WNBA, like Sabrina Ionescu, who, you know, was supposed to, I think, like make it a lot more mainstream, if you will. And I think that she has. Obviously, this three-point shooting contest with Curry was huge. But Caitlin Clark is, in my opinion, probably one of the biggest stars we've seen in collegiate sports for the past like 5 years. And that includes men's too, maybe even longer than that. I mean, I guess I'd even have to go back to like Tim Tebow, honestly, till when I think about like someone who maybe has such a huge hype. Tebow mania was crazy. He wasn't doing the exact like stat breaking that she is, obviously, but it was crazy. And I think that she is a player who could take that league and the hype that's with her right now in college basketball, I think could easily follow her. And if she is dropping like 40 points and triple doubles here and there or all the time, and we could see something wild happen with her autographs, especially if they don't make it into Prism WNBA products. Do you know how big of a partnership she has with Fanatics? We saw Panini release instant cards with no Caitlin Clark autographs. Okay, do we think for a second that they wouldn't try to sell those things for like $2,000 if they couldn't, you know, if they could actually release autographs of her?
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen it happen with CJ Stroud and CJ Stroud and Bryce Young and now Wemby and stuff. And I don't know, you know, I don't think Fanatics probably has plans to change that to not, you know, to have her sign elsewhere. So her, you know, while it seems like that there's a lot of autographs with her right now, like in the grand scheme of things, there's not. And there's a lot selling right now just because of what's going on with her market and everything like that. You know, there's a lot of buying, a lot of selling, but there's not that many when you consider that she probably won't be in future, you know, professional league products for signing.
And that's the big thing with a lot of these players, like you bring up, and sometimes I even forget this, is the licensing is huge because – like you said, if there's no autos coming out with her WNBA cards, like that just inherently will increase the value, I think.
Yeah, and I would also argue that, you know, I've been thinking about for a long time, like, okay, when she gets in the WNBA, when she starts to sign cards, will these college cards be more sought after? And my mind actually was that, yes, they definitely will be, because I think that she'll always be the biggest star for Iowa women's basketball. And that fan base is crazy. And college basketball for women's, you just see the viewership numbers. They're way bigger than the WNBA. You know, you got millions of people tuning into these games of her and stuff like that, like millions upon millions. And that doesn't really always happen in the WNBA, if not, you know, very likely ever. But I think that she can change that. And I think that she's not going to be signing cards likely, at least for a couple of years, until if Topps gets that license too, with like the NBA license. So I don't really think there's going to have to be a debate about which will be more sought after and which will be more expensive, because I think that this will be it in the end, which is really interesting. And I got to bring this one up, man, to end it here, a little bit more of a budget card, because we're going to run into the extended bidding and then I'm going to get to your Hoobie buying segment. But JJ McCarthy variation, don't even just think about this card specifically, just think about his market. You know, I want to do the same thing as we did with Clark. You know, right now, today, would you sell it today, March 3rd, or would you hold it until the week before the draft?
I'd buy and sell it right before the draft or right when he gets drafted.
Okay, because I'm actually like in a situation like that, which is why I'm asking. I do have some autographs at SGC that I'm trying to get sold pretty quickly here, because I don't really believe in his NFL career at all. But I do believe that someone will probably reach and take him in the first 15 picks. And I'm just hoping I can get them sold before the draft comes, like right maybe a week before when people are mocking him like top 15, you know?
Yeah. The greatest thing is all these analysts and all these people who work at certain NFL teams, and even it happens in all sports, is the time in between you start like saying these guys could go to the draft and the draft, everyone starts overthinking things. Like, this guy could go in the top 10. Like, where did this come from? I don't think JJ McCarthy should be going that high. Everyone now all of a sudden like is like, oh, this guy is one of the most intelligent quarterbacks like since Tom Brady or like something like that. Like,
well, Bryce Young is an extremely intelligent quarterback as well, but it takes more than just, you know, smart. Yeah,
I'm not buying it at all. I would buy it though. No, I'm not buying it like that he's going to be a top tier.
Yeah, yeah.
I am buying that card though, because people do think that, and I'd sell it right when the hype was the most.
Speaking about hype, man, Jefferson Caro gold auto at $500. Oscar told me these were selling in this auction. I was hoping to get like a $200 steal there. Top Brewers prospect, or one of the top Brewers prospects, selling for big money here tonight. That's a huge sale. Baseball is honestly extremely hot once again going into the season. So if anyone's got some baseball cards you're looking to flash into some auctions, you know, might be an okay time for that. And man, Caitlin Clark PSA 10 Bowman Inception cards, $200. Like, that stuff is just on fire, on fire to say the least. Hey, do you see the Mick Schumacher bro? Things pretty selling pretty well.
I did, yes.
Very nice. Cool Very card. Nice. All right. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that segment of a little buy or sell. Got 50 people in the house, everyone. I appreciate y'all being here. Been a fun episode so far. And we're obviously not ending yet because we are going to jump now into Julian's. Who be buying?
That's why everyone's here. They're for the segment.
We did have an auction end here. 11,400 on the Roberto Clemente bat knob. Wow. Really big sale. Really big sale. It came out of a new product, you know, a few hundred dollars a box. I think $300 to $400. Imagine pulling that thing and hitting that.
Yeah, I'd be a little happy.
I just a tad. I need I've been looking at Dame cards. I'm trying to get one in the collection. I know I want a nice Milwaukee Bucks one. But pretty nice noir gold eye of 10 here in the SGC slab. I might need to make a little play on that one for the PC. But as I'm thinking about that, Julian, who be buying? Who be buying tonight? What do we got?
Indeed, we're back. Okay, so the first one, we're going to do a little comparison. We can look at both of them because one of them is a big red flag, as I'd say. So there are two Patrick Mahomes colored blasts. Now there's a 2021 and a 2022. Now, the 2022 fits the who be buying. And once you pull it up, I can explain a little bit why.
Get in there.
No worries. Take your time.
All right, there we go.
Okay, so we got those, a color blast, and I'd call the other one a splash of color. We got the color blast and splash of color. Because I don't know how this constitutes a color blast. It literally, like, where's the blast? Like, where's the ton of color? Like, it literally looks like just, like on a wall you're painting and you did like a little stripe. Like I don't know. This card is not it. I like color blast a lot. A little disappointed with how this one looks. And it's a lot of money considering, I mean, I know it's Patrick Mahomes, but I'd pay like the 2021's at this exact same price. So that's kind of shocking to me.
That is shocking to me as well. And I was actually going to give the exact same analogy. It's like you're painting something. It's like your first brush stroke that just goes like across the paper or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how it went from one to the other. So like who be buying the 2022 when you can get the 2021 for the same price as of right now, which is a much cooler, like actual color blast. I was trying to come up with words to describe the other one, but splash of color is probably the best.
Splash of color is some name.
Color blast and color splash.
Color blast and color splash. I like it. All right, what's next?
All right. Next up, this is baffling to me. There's a Trent Alexander-Arnold 2022 pad Pradasha.
I was just going to actually bring that one up. I'm glad I didn't.
Okay, the only conclusion I can come to is there's two Liverpool fanatics that are just going at it on this card because, like, number one, defenders in general don't sell well. And number two, like, I wouldn't consider him like one of the best defenders in his league. I mean, I don't really think like defense is in the word. Like, he's a quality player, but he's not a great defender. But like this amount of money for a defender, even like regardless of Trent Alexander-Arnold, is pretty crazy. Non-rookie, 2022. Like, his stuff sells pretty cheap, and you could probably get, like, some nice rookie stuff for, less or similar in price. So, I mean, I know I love Pat Berdashes. I know people love Pat Berdashes, but like this one a little crazy to me.
So here's my thing is that like this card right here is like a fourth year card or something like that, right? Like there's nothing about this card that makes it like, I'd say like pretty sought after in the other than it being a Pat Berdashes. Like that's like the only thing that's got going for it, you know? And I feel like that I'm about to look really quick. So 2017 is his really big year. And there hasn't even been a sale over $1,000 of any of those cards pretty recently. Like you could get an autographed rookie PSA 10 in a color for like, I think around like $500 to $600 or so. And I understand once again, it's like a Pat Berdashes, but I think that's the only reason why it's at that. And I feel like for big cards to pull numbers just because of like the type of card it is, like, you need to be like one of the three very best players, you know, in like a league for like those fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh years cards, which is like, you know, I just pulled the Max Verstappen. Like, do I think it's a great card? Not really in my mind, but you know that he's like the best driver, so it'll still pull four figures. Yeah. I guess
if you showed me this card beforehand, I wouldn't have said it would go for over $1,500.
I guess in my mind, I would have to agree with you that, you know, and this isn't, there's definitely collectors out there, Liverpool collectors that might be trying to build a Pat Berdashes set of all of his different years. That's probably how it gets to this in the end, you know. And Carver Clatter says he has the best car. I would agree with that, but I think we all have to admit at this point that he's also insane. Like, I mean, maybe Sergio Perez just isn't that good, or maybe they're messing with the cars and giving Max a superior car than Sergio, but, you know, he's blown away the entire field, and his teammate included.
My favorite is watching the videos, like, real time of someone at the track taking a video of Max passing them, and then, like, literally waiting like 20 seconds and the next car comes.
I can't even understand, man. That's insane.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we got a Zion Williamson 1/1 Flux.
Oh, Flux, baby.
Favorite set, baby. Okay. Number one, don't like the card. The design is just, not the best. Set, I don't think it's highly desirable. Once again, it's a 1/1, so like some people might like it, but I also want to touch on like Zion Williamson. I thought it was super weird, like once I saw this card, I was like, I really haven't heard anything about him this season, which is super weird because there was every time he came back from injury or he started playing, there was highlights of his dunks and everything. And like he's been averaging like I think 22 or 23, which like compared to past years isn't like as high as that, but he's still like decent player, and he's played 50 plus games this season, but like it's really weird. I haven't heard anything about him. Don't think it'd be good to buy his cards. Probably good time to sell them, but this card also kind of baffles me. No offense to anybody who likes Flux.
I know there's a small contingent of big Flux supporters out there, but I'm not one that's too crazy on myself. And we do have our giveaway actually already locked up very early tonight, very early tonight. So take a quick intermission to share that. Julian, yeah, I'm sure you got, do you have one more?
I don't have one more, but I do have a funny card to share, but you can.
Okay. I'm going to take a brief intermission. We're going to give away a Xavi Gold out of 50 from the Barcelona Chrome set. Very nice looking card. Xavi Chrome Gold out of 50 will be given away tonight to someone. And I got a dub on this. It is under $40 for a red out of 5 out of Galaxy. When I was a kid, I used to watch Star Wars movies.
You used to fly one of those?
I had a toy of this exact same, whatever you want to call this.
Ship.
Jet. Ship. Yeah, there you go. Ship. this is from number two, actually. There's Count Dooku in the background. There's Mace Windu. And I had that exact same ship as a toy. I play it all the time. So, I mean, why would I not?
Big dub.
Yeah, go and get a red eye 5 for under 40 bucks. Got
the color match with the ship. Woo!
You know what I'm saying, bro? Exactly. So, yeah, there we go. Brief intermission, but a Xavi giveaway on the way later. All right, let's see what you got here to end it.
Well, also, we can look at this one. Carver Collaborative says there's a big Spider-Man card that seems to be in heated battle. If you want to pull that up, because I saw it was actually like quite expensive.
All right, all I got to say is, I would be very cautious looking at the sale and talking about this in the market as anything other than, you know, maybe pump the brakes and something's happening here. You know, a lot of times all these different sales and stuff go through, this would be one where I'd say, what's going on? I know there was a sale 6 days ago for $1,000 for this card. I don't know in any right mind why this would be a $6,000 card today. So that's all I got to say. All right. Spider-Man?
Yes.
Let's see.
And also, Manny, you got him. I've seen him play with the ship before. I just didn't want to say anything.
Hey, I mean, I've got a nephew who plays with all of my old toys, my own brother and I's toys. So you got me, Manny. I do play with toys with my nephew.
I can't lie, though. Some of those toys are pretty lit. You got that, like, Mario Kart one. Like, I was very intrigued by it.
Okay, that Mario Kart thing is, like, new from a couple years ago.
I figured that much. But, like, I play with that as a 22-year-old.
Oh, it's pretty dope. We were just playing with it the other night. It's awesome. all right, this is from Marvel Masterpieces. I actually never seen this card before. It's an achievement card. I don't know if this is a certain, like, is this like an EPAC card? It says achievement, which makes me think it's like an EPAC thing where you have to, like, get a bunch of different things, a bunch of different cards of the EPAC, and then you turn it in and get, like, an achievement. Not saying that's the way it is or not. Okay, so it is. Nice, Carver Collaborative. Thanks for confirming that. I'm sure there's not, like...
Collaborative knows what's up.
He's on it. It's a sweet looking card, 1325 for the Spider-Man Rainbow Parallel. I don't know if there's any sales in the past about it. We can try to look quick. That one's a CGC 10. I don't even know if there's actually been any sales unless I'm looking at the wrong thing. But I don't see anything called like achievement. Maybe EPAC I can look at. I don't see anything, man. So maybe it's just a super rare card.
here's what you do. You sell the McLaren out of 50 for $2,000, then you buy it.
So I think that Julian might be a very applauding of someone that bought this time. $5,280, so a little bit lower than it was last year. Pretty great buy for someone here on the diet.
It should be more, like, in theory, but...
Yeah, nice buy right there. 2020 Dynasty Duel of Verstappen and Albon did $5,280. And yeah, that would make sense then. Our cardboard collaborative low pop and no PSA 10s of that Spider-Man. All right, so wait,
There's a card that I saw, like, cracked me up. Not necessarily like a bad buy, but
all right.
There's a Kevin Love 2007 Finest Refractor Auto, which... the photo, just like, sometimes I see these cards with, like, the photos and it's like, this is the best thing you could come up with. It just looks like he probably did it in game, but it also kind of looks like they just put a green screen behind him and, like, dude, pretend you're throwing the ball.
Dog, I don't think that was in game. This is from a photo shoot because Russell Westbrook's were from a photo shoot.
So funny.
It literally looked like they're like, hey, K-Love, go yeet that ball across the room and we'll take your picture.
And that's the one photo they decided on. Oh, awesome. Amazing.
Funny enough, though, Kevin Love very much so known for his full court passes.
True. But I feel like he does his full court, like, two-handed. He, like, just, like, throws it. Because the one that he's thrown to LeBron
a
couple
of times. Two-hand.
Like, yeah. Exactly. Not like that. Like, I feel like he could get some air on the throwing it, like, in that photo, but I don't know how accurate it'd be. But that photo just cracks me up. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's hilarious.
I think it's super funny. And honestly, I gotta say, like, I know K-Love never ended up being, like, the number one option on the Cavs or two option. Hard to do that when you're playing at LeBron and Kyrie Irving. But, like, the dude had a great career. And he still is playing to this day. Tons of points to the Wolves. Massive games where you have 30 points, 30 rebounds. I went to some Wolves games back when he was playing there, and he was an amazing player. And $82 for an extended rookie auto or XRC auto from 2007 Finest, 2008 was his real rookie. Like, that just seems like a sweet deal for any collectors out there. And throw also
the legendary photo, like, that just increases the value so much.
Exactly. Also a big one here, Pete Alonso Red Sapphire 5. PSA 9 at $2,370. Pete Alonso hopefully gonna, you know, come back and place top three in the home runs for NL again this year, and could be a nice one there if the Mets can figure this stuff out and have a good season. We'll see if that happens or not, but I it's not looking too good for this year. They're trying to retool, it seems, for the next couple of years, but who knows.
Oh, that box with Melo on it sold. I wanted you to pull out the black card so we could rip it.
So funny enough, do you remember? I know that maybe you weren't like, this was a long time ago. So this is probably early 2021 when I was ripping a bunch of like 90s basketball boxes and like mid 2000s basketball boxes.
What I do remember, I've referenced this multiple times.
Huh.
When you had to use the microwave.
Oh, okay. 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 Yeah. The microwave breaks. So you were right around then. So I was so close. This was at the exact same time I was doing the microwave break. Not when I was opening the packs, but right around that time frame, I was close to buying one of these boxes to do a break with, you know, because we were breaking like $7,000 2003 Bowman boxes with LeBron rookies and stuff like that. Just wild stuff, which is crazy to think where we're at now versus then and what we're opening now versus then. But I remember trying to buy one of these boxes for, I think it was like $9,000. And that was like pretty like close.
Huge jump.
No, but that was like right around peak market. I'm telling you, dude, it really was. And to see like this box go from $9,000 to like $19,000 in that time, one, it goes to show that rare wax still moves up in value. And number two, it probably goes to show you that people still think that the Super Fractor Curry is actually in the packs, because I don't think this takes that jump if the Super Fractor Curry is like, if people know where it is. So there's not too many of these boxes, I'm sure, floating out there. And yes, Topps Chrome cards were inserted into the last year of Topps Basketball. They didn't make a full Topps Chrome production run. They inserted them into it, which is why the base are numbered out of $9.99. But what a sale for that box. It's crazy.
There's also, you mentioned 2 points. There's a third point, Aaron. It's never too late. I know it jumped in price, but you know, you can still go and buy a box.
No, I'm not doing that. Hey, your TAA Papadosh is still running right now. Wild.
I don't want to diss anybody, but like, if it's a non-Liverpool fan buying that card, I would be like very shocked.
I mean, hey, I can't really like blame anyone if they're a Liverpool.
Yeah, right. Like, I can't blame it. Like, from like in a value perspective, I think it's not a great buy. But like, if you're collecting to if you're collecting to collect, like props, like I can't diss that.
Yeah, because like I was just gonna say, like if you're dissing them, bro, you might as well diss me all you want, because I've way overspent on certain cards in my collection. Like, you know, I can't fault anyone for if they're a Liverpool fan buying that. But yeah, if it's like buying to resell that one, it may be better options out there for the money. Now, honestly, dude, I don't know about you. I feel like this got like cheap.
Good deal.
I think it's not a sealed case, which I think is probably why people are a little bit more hesitant. But it does seem send like a it. Pretty good deal.
Send it.
No.
Bro, do it. Back, intrusive no, thoughts.
My 2020.
I know what you're gonna mention.
I was gonna say my 2020 dynasty luck is like all used up, bro.
Yes, exactly.
Opening up two boxes and pulling two Lando RPAs out of five within two boxes.
Crazy.
There's a million other things I could have pulled that would have been worse. Or actually, according to Mike, 3,799 other cards that could have been worse. Actually, no, not that many, because there's obviously a lot that could be better too. But
yeah, most of the... You never know, there might be a real nice Lance Stroll in there.
I'd say more often than not, it would be worse than the Lando RPAs.
More often than not, I'd say like 90% of the time it'd be worse.
I mean, what? You really need Max or Lewis, or Max or Lewis, or Charles maybe too. But just that's about it.
George?
George isn't as valuable as Lando.
Yeah.
But he's right behind him. Man, though, dude. Oh, that's...
If anyone ends up buying that and ripping it, just let us know, because I kind of want to know what's inside.
Yeah, and then he wants to clown me for not buying it. But, bro, that would be so fun to open five 2020 Dynasty boxes until you pull five Franz Tostes.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sad.
Yeah, that would I think...
I would be depressed. I'd be very sad the rest of the week.
That would be reckless behavior, is that what that would be.
That's... But I'm all for it. Let's go.
Yeah, all for it when you're not the one buying it.
I support using this Lab Stocks black card.
No such thing. Wemby did have a big game tonight. 3 for 4 for 3, which is just... Oh, he's so efficient. At least tonight he is. 31 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 blocks. It's insane. Beat the Pacers. Pacers are sliding hard right now. Tyrese had... Did you see Tyrese last game?
Nope. Oh, he had 0 points. 0 points, 3 assists or something.
You didn't see him because he did nothing. 0 points. 0 points, dude. Yeah, Wemby leads the league in blocks per game right now, 3.3.
Wow.
Crazy.
The Pacers are right next to the Bulls now in the standings. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
And the Bulls suck.
What's your record?
28-32. They're 34-30.
Wow, there's a huge gap between 8 and 9. I thought you meant that you'd be like within like a game or two.
No, they're next to us in the standings, but like we're not that close to them.
Right. I feel you. I feel you for sure. Sweet Barry Bonds, Bowman's Best Atomic ending here tonight. That's a crazy card. The Bowman's Best Atomics always just look insane, no matter the players. Nice red border Mookie going down. Ben Roethlisberger Black selling tonight. Messi Galactic.
Speaking of the Ben Roethlisberger, what do you think the Steelers should do in the draft?
I think they should trade for Russell Wilson, honestly. I really do.
I think that's a good play.
Their defense is good. They've got a couple weapons out there that would already be good. I think that they should draft a wide receiver in this draft, and they should trade for Russell Wilson. And, yeah, their defense is already great. I mean, I think that the Ravens, obviously, are probably going to be the favorites next year, and the Bengals, once Joe Burrow's back, are always in the mix. The Browns have been better. But, like, I don't think that you can just sit there in the NFL and say, well, everyone else is good, so let's just not compete. I mean, you see things happen every year where certain teams do well and certain teams don't, you know, even if their expectations were high. So I would say go for Russell Wilson.
Most teams, except the Chicago Bears. That's kind of pretty accurate. No
matter what. Right. What do you say? Yeah, Russell Wilson. I like that. Yeah.
What's the dude Allen saying?
He says he likes it. He likes Russell Wilson to the Steelers.
Yeah,
one of my best friends from high school is in the studio right now, and he's giving his take on Russell Wilson to the Steelers. What do you do with Pickett though? Like, use Benjamin and just let him sit in your team? Like, yeah, I mean, that's
not a great situation.
Yeah, and you're right. Wilson would probably still want a lot of money. I mean, you're not wrong. That's where NFL quarterbacks are. You have Kirk Cousins demanding a massive contract, even though he just tore his Achilles at like 36 years old.
Apparently also, Dak Prescott's looking for a humongous contract too.
Dude, Dak, I know he is. I know
they
he
said
is,
it would like reset the QB market.
Oh my gosh. Dak Prescott reset the QB market. Here's what all I have to say, bro, is that there has to be a point to where these NFL teams say, yes, you put up great stats, but there's a lot of quarterbacks that can put up great stats. If you literally don't produce in the playoffs when we actually need to like move on in the playoffs, like why would we give you a core? I'm not even saying that Dak doesn't deserve to be like a starting quarterback. I'm not saying that, but does he deserve to redefine the quarterback contract market for what? Two interceptions in the playoffs.
Sports Illustrated, Dak Prescott. What did I just say? Dak Prescott expected to reset quarterback market, make $60 million a season.
$60 million a season for Dak Prescott. Well,
insane,
dude. Give me love for 50 then, and I won't say a word. Give me love for 50, and I'll be happy, bro. Are you kidding me? Also, for all the Franz Wagner hype, like this PSA 9's at $105 for a blue ice. I mean, these boxes were insanely expensive, and supposedly one of the best rookies. Is he not having a good season? Because last year he was like doing super well.
20.5 points per game, 5.6 rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, his 3-point percentage is pretty disappointing. He regressed massively there. He's only shooting 31%. In the end, I mean, it's not like he's having like a horrendous season where like you like could be like, oh, his market's destroyed because of it.
I think Paul's kind of taking the shot.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is that we have to understand that like on NBA teams and even baseball teams too, like there's only so much money to go around for some of these teams, and like people want the very best on that team. Like Chris Middleton's market for a long time. And I mean, it's got some value because Bucks fans, you know, respect him, but like, it's never going to, even if he helps us win our title, it's never going to get that hot, you know, and he's been all multi-time all-star he could be a 2-time finals winner. But it really does come down to there's the star in the team and then there's everyone else. Luckily for the Bucks, we have two superstars. So hopefully, I mean, we haven't even talked about the Bucks tonight. Massive turnaround for the all-star break. Every analyst on ESPN is walking it back. Hey, they might actually be kind of good. Yeah, you think? We're back, baby. We're fully back. Julian, four straight games under 100 points in the modern NBA we've given up. Massive. And I'm not even telling you that because
that is massive. I'm just, you remember? I remember.
No, I'm not. I know you were right, bro. You were right. I'm going to give you the props because props are due.
And they are looking good. So I'll give you the props, except the Celtics are going to be really hard to catch. But like,
yeah,
how that score today was absolutely insane.
I know. But on the bright side, we blew out the Celtics in the game too. So you never know, you know, all it comes to, and they're an 11 game win streak. But yeah, I mean, I really hope that, if we get to the conference finals against them, that we can at least make it a game, you know, make it a series. I'd hate to, like, you know, lose in five games again or something like that. And I don't think that we will. I think that we even have a couple more months now for tune up, you know, get the offense right. Dude, Giannis, he's like 8 for his last 11 threes. He's actually fixed his form, it seems, from the 3-point line. So whoever told him how to shoot a three.
Here's the real question, though.
Tell him how to shoot free throws.
I was going to say, is he shooting better from three in that span than he is from free throws?
Yeah, he is. He is. So I need to figure out, like, did Dave Yeager, like the guy who used to be the coach for the Grizzlies, is he like now a shooting coach or something like that? Because we brought in, you know, Doc's like assistants and stuff. And bro, he's like on fire from three that is in 2024. But yeah, free throws are still lagging. So, you know, he's been doing a little bit better, but not to the point where it's like, yeah, this is fixed.
You I know need what to see it is? It fixed. Sorry, this is not about the 3-point shootings, but for the Bucks in general. The Pat Bev effect.
Dude, no, I'm not even joking, dude. He is fun to watch when he's on your team. He was amazing against you guys. He dropped 14 points in the fourth quarter.
He really is. He brings the energy.
Yeah. And Hornets, yeah, Jaden Daniels is getting insane hype right now. So much to the point to where Mel Kiper Jr. had him pass Drake May on his draft board. Julian, I'm always so shocked when for like 6 months it's Drake May, massive NFL prospect. Like that's all that they talk about. And then like a week before the draft, nope, Jaden Daniels somehow is now going to go.
It's like, the most bizarre thing. And the only reasonable explanation is it's because, oh, I already said Drake May is going to be good. What am I going to talk about next show? Like, they have to put something out. I don't understand how they can. Some of those are pretty crazy. I know Jaden Daniels won the Heisman, but I just keep going back to when he was at ASU and those plays.
Yeah. And in the now end, he's not the same
player, but.
I just don't understand how from 1 week to the next, it's like, you just have this huge brain blast that like Jaden Daniels is the guy now. Like I just
insight went to sleep in the next day.
Yeah,
I had a prophecy.
Caleb Williams, Mel Kiper still has Caleb at number one overall. And yeah, I know the combine real music, but this was before the combine happened, so I don't think it was the combine that caused this. This was a few days ago. It released combine was this weekend. I am really interested to see, though, an updated mock draft after the combine, because that actually does impact the results of the draft. You know, some guys could test really poorly in multiple different things, like J.J. McCarthy missing tons of receivers. So I hope that I can still sell my cards, and I am selling them every – I will say, you know, I'm not holding on to those cards or buy anymore. I got some to get graded to sell before the draft, and we'll see what happens there. Oh, look at Pikachu's Rayquaza. That is so dope.
That is amazing.
Oh, Alan, you like this card. Have you ever seen like the Pokemon cards where it's like Pikachu with like the costume on?
Oh, yes.
There's a Pikachu in like a Rayquaza costume. It's pretty sick. Yeah. Yeah, it's a new link. Those are Julian's favorites.
I do love those.
It's not even like a, that's like a Japanese promo. But the real question is, do you like the ones, Julian, where they, the Scream photos?
No, absolutely not. I knew you were going to say that. Those haunt me.
The horrifying ones?
Horrifying. Horrifying. I do not like those at all.
I love the Vincent Van Gogh promo, though, bro. I want one of those so badly. It's so cool. I know. It's awesome. It's so cool. Oh, look at that. Yeah, Mega. I forgot. Yeah, Mega's big on Pokemon.
I'm sorry, Jan, but that's just not – I can't get behind that one. Those are horrifying.
No, I love them. I love them. I think that they're awesome. I just love paintings and artwork and stuff. I think the Scream ones are so cool. But, yeah, Julian's not on them, especially the – what is the There's the.
It was like the duck or whatever.
Well, there's the Psyduck, and then there's another one. I'm trying to think what it is. It's the Mim. It's not Mimikyu. What is it? It's like the really expensive one. There we go. Oh, it is Mimikyu. I have the name of it right. Julian.
Oh my God. This is terrible.
look at Pikachu chilling in the background. It's there.
Terrible. What is that? I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight.
All right, everyone. Our giveaway is coming up pretty soon here. I'm gonna start the giveaway actually right now. You've got 4 minutes, 10:04 Central Time, to get your number ones in. Chavi Gold 50 is what we're giving away tonight. So get your number ones in to get into the giveaway. You got 4 minutes here, and hope everyone enjoys, and good luck to you all. We are about to hit the 1 minute windows, and the auction will wind down pretty quickly from here. About 10 more minutes or so on the auction time, I'd say. Get those number ones in. Mega says you can only get the Mimikyu from the gift shop at the event, which is why it's the most sought after since it wasn't free. Look at that. Love to see it. Thank you for the info, bro. Max Verstappen Aqua portrait's still running here.
That CJ Stroud I sent you sold for $115.
Oh, I should look that up.
That card is sick.
What's it called? The Storm or something?
Yeah, By Storm.
But that's a like kind of a weird name, but like the card looks cool. Oh, there's a bunch of them here. There's like Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, there is. Dude,
they're any next week.
They're like, I rag on a lot of Panini cards, but like this card, I gotta give props and props, dude. Photoshopping is sick with the water effect down there. Like, oh my, dude, it's nasty. Such a nasty card.
It's pretty cool. It reminds me of something from like a Marvel like final fight scene type of thing, where like or maybe like in Wonder Woman, wasn't there like a fight scene where it's like rainy or something like that?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Or like Godzilla or something.
Yeah, just something
like
sick.
It's Pacific Rim. I'm pulling out all the references.
any dramatic movie like that. Yeah, it's right? It is an awesome looking card though.
The anime, yeah, it's so sick. Well, to everybody, apologies if Aram chooses your name again. We're gonna go through it again, but it's not personal.
I almost think I need to go with the same name every week. I think I have think to. You just I go mean, with
not guessing a name. Let me do it. And then...
No, I gotta get it one of these times.
Because the poor person you're gonna choose is never gonna come back.
I probably can't guess them every week because they'd just be like, nah, bro.
I'm out. I'm good. Like, I'm not going to that.
Yeah, I'm not coming back next week. Gold Refractor, Randy Moss. Very cool card right there. Very cool. Okay, this card right here, I don't think people really understand how rare this is. This is from a home field advantage, not this year's Top Series one, but one of last year's. Actually, 2 years ago. The stuff from 2 years ago. I didn't realize that they started to come out 2 years ago. I don't know the odds to hit these back in the day, but because I don't know if they actually have the odd sheets for 2 years ago. But the odds for this year to hit a legendary home field advantage is like extremely, extremely hard.
It's a nice card.
Here we go. Home field advantage. Legendary. One in 2,337 hobby boxes and one in 1,552 jumbo boxes from this year. Very, very hard. To pull these, and this is a pop one. I'm actually shocked it's that low. I don't know what the market does on that, just for like the type of card, and it's like a downtown is what Topps try to do with their series one releases and flagship releases. But pretty cool there of Willie Mays with the New York Giants. It's awesome, honestly. Wow, super sick. How many aims we got going here? Still decent amount. Are we down to 24, Julian?
I don't think so. No, we gotta wait. We're getting close.
We're getting pretty close. I'm getting ready to pick. Scouting. I'm getting ready to scout. Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty close. We're probably like one or two more minutes away.
Oh, I got mine.
You got yours?
Easy.
All right, everyone. About to close off the giveaway in the next few seconds.
Lewis, hidden gems. Wow.
You think we're there? We're just about there. I'm going to go ahead and make a selection.
Actually, you go first. Every time I go first, I do terrible.
I'm going to give myself this window to see what moves on to the next round. And then I'm going to pick something that's green here. Let's see here. All right. So I go first.
Yep.
I'll go with the first day Peyton Manning rookie out of 25. Or not rookie, but refractor right there.
I got a winner right here.
What?
Julius Caesar, baby. 1889.
Crazy.
If Julian guesses it right, Aaron will dress up like this for one of our breaks.
No. That looks funny, though. Oh, my. Man, I want to go.
One of one rookie, baby.
I wonder if those boxes sold for anything more. The Dynasty. I really wish that we knew who was like going to buy those and rip them.
True.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining the giveaway. Oh, look at that. SCP, you got that? I saw there's that Mason Mount Mosaic auto. Heard any?
He's apparently close to coming back.
Really?
Yes.
Still isn't back yet though?
No. Some of the comments, he posted a photo of him like running and people in the comments were hilarious.
How long ago was it since he played, dude? It had to have been forever ago.
Like 6 months maybe?
6 months?
If I had to guess.
What happened? The weird thing about soccer is I don't really feel like that they ever like give like an official diagnosis of injuries.
It's just like I'll see Fabrizio Romano like tweet out like it's serious, but I'm like,
yeah,
what does that mean?
It's like, did he tear his meniscus? Like, there isn't such bad like injury science in the sport. It's really weird. Like, it's really odd.
Last time Mason Mount touched the field, November 11th.
Wow, so like 4 months or so.
Yes. The transfer market even says unknown injury.
Like, come on. Are you serious? Do they not have to report that like they do in other sports? Like, it's so weird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your Caesar's still rolling.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. I have a good feeling.
All right. I think we're going to do the giveaway right now, everyone, since we've got a little bit of time here as both our cards are still rolling. All right. Here we go. One. Wait, did I? Oh, there it is. All right. Two, a lot of giveaway entries. Wow. Thanks, everyone. All right. Well, Peg Jung's dope card doesn't count. So Peg Jung's dope, because he already has an entry in there with the number one. I forgot to delete out the dope card. I don't know why that didn't delete out, but Peg Jung, unfortunately, that one doesn't count. Your entry is 33. TB Incognito.
Poor TB Incognito. I'm going with, where is it? Number 15, PW. P. Williams, I think. P. Williams.
Yeah. Won. Yep. Varden with the dub. Varden with the dub. Unfortunately, once again, I fail.
If you had picked it on like one of the biggest giveaways we've had, that would have been hilarious.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I couldn't pick it right today. But Varden, congratulations. Make sure to send your PWCC identity key to info@slabsocks.com. Both Julian and I are still rolling here right now. We're in a 10:08 window.
Automatic dub for me. I got past the first two rounds.
Dude, I have the most expensive card remaining right now. I'm not sure exactly how that it's going to vote for me.
Out for you, though.
We'll see. We'll see.
Every time you choose the most expensive, I'm like, oh, not most expensive never wins. And then it's like, which one's left?
True, true, true. We'll see.
Oh, wow, my card, the Princess Elizabeth's back in here, baby.
Another auction, another Princess Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That one's like a full size. I don't know if all of them are that big.
Oh.
Dude, the Thunder are up by 20 right now in Phoenix in this third quarter.
Did you see Bradley Beal like the other day? Like,
yeah. What was he doing? He was like
it makes him look really bad, like hitting him in the face. Like, how is that not technical?
I don't know, man. I don't really understand what he was going for there. And then they like start fighting after that. It's like, yeah, I would have fought him.
Yeah, like the Kobe one was like Barnes actually pumped, like fake that he's gonna do it. Beal just straight up like hit him in the face and then hit him on top of the head.
How is that not like a turnover though, right? Like the ball's in play, but you're holding onto the ball type of thing. Like, shouldn't that just be a turnover at the very least? Really weird. All right, mine is still going. Julian's is as well. I'm
feeling very good about myself right now, even if I don't win.
Why? Because
I did pass the couple first few rounds.
Okay, true, but there's still like 8 cards left.
That's a dub in my book.
Oh, so now we're settling for 8th place finishes out here, or what?
No, I've already guessed it right on both of them, and which is a feat you haven't done yet. So I'm just saying, like, feeling good about myself.
All right. I might have more combined dubs, though.
Yeah, that's okay. You probably have more combined dubs because you've been on all 111 episodes.
No, I'm saying since you joined.
Oh, yeah. I think I've only done, like, one of each or two in one.
I don't think you've got – I think you've guessed once and then maybe at most two of this, but I've probably gotten this at least 3 times. So I think we might be tied. I need to get this right, though.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Peyton Manning, don't fail me, sir. This is a demolishing right now. It's 24 points of Thunder up on the road. It's crazy. Once again, super team assembled with Kevin Durant. Once again, I say stop hyping these guys up.
Yeah, I think most people at this point were on the same train as that.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Jim, we actually opened the show giving you some shout-outs, so good show to rejoin.
Dude, my Julius Caesar is cooking.
Yeah, I know. I might be donezo here.
Yeah, baby. Take that L.
You might be onto something with the Julius Caesar. I am done.
I had a feeling. Jay. Oh, Jay's in here. Oh, I'm winner chicken dinner.
Celtics still haven't won a title yet. They might choke in the playoffs. You never know.
Nah,
Celtics.
Have you ever seen Al Horford in the playoffs?
Yeah, he's never won a finals.
Yeah, but like he just cooks everybody, so maybe this is the year.
Okay, but he's never won a finals.
Never with fans.
Dude, Jalen Williams is so good. The guy in the Thunder, Cody's older brother.
Yeah,
I don't watch too much Thunder basketball. Wait, that's
his brother? I never put two and two together. Oh, that's pretty crazy. Have you ever seen? You probably haven't. I don't even have TikTok, but I see some of the TikToks he posts. Like, dude,
it's really
bizarre.
I saw one make its way to Instagram, but yeah, I thought kind of the same thing.
Oh, I'm top four. I'm going for a podium here. Put me on the podium, please. Yes. Yes.
Hey, you know, Jim, if that's what you want to say about a team and they win by 20 or they're up by 21 on the road right now, I think that they take that. They take that name.
True.
In the end, I mean, dubs are what matters, and they're 41-18 and they're second year of emergence after a rebuild that took like a couple seasons and still has another like 5 years of draft pick stock.
Yeah.
How you doing here?
Feeling amazing.
What? Jim, how is this even making any sense? Jim, your comment just completely contradicted itself. Oh, you're saying better than OKC is what you're saying. Okay, never mind. I thought you meant better than the Celtics. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know, man. I mean, I'd say like probably just because they won the title and they got the experience. But at the same time, it's like I think we're seeing a nice switch in the West here. Nice switch in the West. We got Caesar here at 240. Julian's still in.
My guy. Rookie 101, baby.
Do we think Mahomes wins over or under 5.5 Super Bowls for his career? He's at 3 right now.
Exactly 5.5. what's he at right now, you said?
3. He's at 3. No, wait, no. Wait, yeah, yeah.
I think it's going to be over.
Man.
It's just like, man, I could just see the dominance continuing. Now, the one thing I would say could stop it is if Taylor Swift brutally breaks up with Travis Kelce before the start of next season.
I think if they have a good draft, and they could be in really good position. You know, we all kind of thought that this was the year they were on the decline, and then nope, defense is amazing. And then, you know, they kind of figure out the just how to win the games at the end, and they can definitely draft some offensive talent this year. And they're even if Worthy goes to a different team, there's still plenty of good wide receiver options in this draft.
Yeah. If you can win a Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney as your wide receiver, I think.
Anyone in this draft. He
wasn't really there for the final.
Well, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I can't believe he actually ended up doing it for them. That guy, man, dropped so many footballs and always had the speed, but he made the clutch catches when he had to.
The speed, I always remember that. You just beeline it down the field for the Packers.
Uh-huh. He'd break open, and then guess what? Drop the ball. I was not shocked by the end of it.
Of these three cards, Jay, how many of these are you bidding?
We might be sitting here for a second longer. Here we go. This Julius Caesar's still going.
No, but Norbit. Norbit. Norbit.
Let's see.
Please, it's been a rough weekend.
Jim, you're hearing that Mike Evans wants to sign with the Chiefs? Imagine if they sign Mike Evans and if they draft like a Worthy.
God, they all got bits.
Oh my gosh, dude. How long is it going to take? We got to see if Julian wins this. Yeah, that'd be wild, man. I think that I hope that that someone can knock him off. You know, I just want to see some different action. You know, I don't want to see Warriors round two, but in the NFL.
Yeah. And Kelce's Draymond.
Allen Mahomes, does he get over or under 5.5 Super Bowls in his career?
So you need to have 6.
He'd at least need 3 more to go over.
I hope under.
Allen says I think that's what
everybody
under.
Says. Everyone except Chiefs fans is I hope under, but
yeah.
Realistically, I could see it being over.
Yeah. All right, is this 2021 One Piece going to get
eliminated here? Like 1 second, and it's going to get a bid. Oh, maybe not.
It's out. Yes. All right. 1v1, Julian, for the gold, crown.
Going for the goal, baby. I think I should win one of your cards from the personal collection if I win this.
I don't know why that would happen, but... Oh my gosh, Sun's on this comeback right now. Sun's on this comeback. Eric Gordon for 3. Oh my gosh, they're within 10 now. This place is going nuts.
The Julius Caesar didn't get a bid within the first 5 seconds. I'm shaking here.
Oh. Nurkic had 13 rebounds in 6 minutes. That's like Jaylen Brown having 19 points in 7 minutes or whatever. Bro, watch this. You're talking about a guy who was born in 1998 here. And another guy who was born in 2002 or something.
2001.
Thank you. Okay. He's done. He's done. He stinks. Julius Caesar does not win. Prince, you should have, dude. You and your Princess Elizabeth call it every week.
Oh.
Oh, man. He was
it's
so
worse
close.
When you get the hope. When you get the hope, then it crushes you.
I thought you said never expect anything, bro.
That's the problem. When you expect something, it goes out the window. You should stick to you gotta stick to the saying.
All right. That's gonna wrap it up for today, everyone. Congratulations to Varden for winning the for winning the Chavi tonight. I got a sweet red refractor from Star Wars in my collection tonight, numbered five. And next week, catch us back here. Same time, same place, 9:45 p.m. Eastern time, as there's a massive Mahomes. There's a massive Mahomes one-of-one Kaboom ending next week.
Did you see what the F1 Dynasty sold for?
I was going to look. Did you?
No, I did not.
Let's see really quick. $12,000. So that's exactly what it was at, $10,000. Ooh, I kind of like that, but it's nice.
Yeah. No. I don't think it's going to go for very much, unfortunately.
It's cool, though.
That is cool.
Yeah, $5 $12,000. All right, everyone. That is going to wrap her up. Jim, that's not how you spell her name. Make sure to look that up and spell it right for the best basketball player in college history. That was a very fun time tonight covering the auction. Julian, nice hoobie buying and good answers on the buy or sell. Too bad you couldn't guess Julius Caesar right, though. He's mad. He's big mad. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for joining. That's going to wrap it up. Same place, same time next week at 9:45 p.m. Eastern time. We'll see you all there.